It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, October 31st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Is there technology to help a city like New York manage disasters like this week's hurricane? With the city's mayor warning it could be the weekend before subway trains are restored, a key question is, what are other options for the 5.3 million people who use New York's system on a typical day? It turns out the Los Alamos National Laboratory has transportation simulation software that can help cities get the planning down to a science. It's called TransSims, and Adel Sadek uses it. He's a University of Buffalo Transportation Systems Engineering professor.
The basic idea is to try to understand where people live, where they work, what are their daily activities, which routes or which transportation modes they take at any point in time, and then try to simulate or have an animation of what the transportation network looks like or how the system evolves over time.
Sadek says regional planners use this kind of high-tech modeling to prepare for extreme events like the East is now living through.
Especially, like now with concerns about global climate change, and we know that in the future the sea level is going to rise and the like. So there has been a lot of thinking in New York City itself in terms of how can we adapt.
Even with software modeling, it's tough finding new ways to and from work for New Yorkers stuck without their 660 miles of subway.
It carries so much traffic that it's really almost impossible to find adequate capacity elsewhere.
And prudence may trump technology. Frank Martin helped run Miami-Dade's transit system during Hurricane Andrew, which devastated South Florida in 1992.
I can't think of any really new technology that exists in terms of trying to prepare for Mother Nature. We just have to make sure that we have taken the precautions on the front end of the storm to put the trains and the buses in a safe location, and then going out doing the proper inspection and then bringing everything back online.
Martin is now at Atkins Global, the huge engineering and design company. Now, how a shakeup at the top of Apple might affect the electronic device in your pocket. The senior executive deemed responsible for the company's clumsy mapping software is out. Apple's mobile software chief, Scott Forstall, reportedly refused to sign a letter of apology for the maps. Adam Leshinsky, senior editor at Fortune magazine and author of the book Inside Apple, says Forstall seems to have run afoul of Apple's culture.
Apple has something called the directly responsible individual, the DRI, the person who's on the hook to get something done. Scott Forstall was on the hook to get maps done because it wasn't good, and because there's this suggestion that he didn't take adequate responsibility for it, that was lethal at a company like Apple.
Some of Forstall's job will now fall to design guru Johnny Ive, and that could mean new Apple products are more to the point.
Ive was given more responsibilities in the shakeup. He was given responsibility over software in addition to his hardware design responsibilities. So it's possible that customers will see a subtle return to the simplicity that Apple has been so well known for.
Apple addicts might not have to wait long for a return to simplicity, given how new products from Cupertino get released every 10 minutes or so. Lastly, a warning, don't believe every Hurricane Sandy photo you see posted online. For instance, the one with waves crashing over the Statue of Liberty is a digital fake from the movie The Day After Tomorrow. I'm David Brancaccio. That's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.